to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy Thursday, y'all.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Tiny Friday, as we call it. Today, Thursday, February 27th, day two of the Camel hat being on sale.
And you can get it. All you got to do is go to camel1079.com and just click the link. And then it'll take you straight to the buy page. These are exclusive hats. They're also hats that when you wear them to shows like, I don't know, Country Thunder or Kelsey Ballerini or whoever else is coming to the Valley, if you're wearing them and we have ticket upgrades or backstage passes and meet and greets, you're going to be one of the people who gets chosen to do those things.
Or we could also just blow you a kiss from the stage.
We could do that.
Hello. Thank you for wearing. No, there's an unfortunate side effect to wearing the hat.
Okay, what is that?
People want to rip it off your head. That's number true. One. And number two, you can't take it off.
You can't. It's pretty addictive.
Once it goes onto your head, you cannot take this hat off.
It becomes a part of your personality at that point.
It is my hairstyle now. People ask me, where'd you get your haircut? That's the camel hat. You can't even tell.
It's the effect. You can't tell.
That's what happens to you. So go get you one because they are on sale from now until March 17th, and then it's over.
Yeah, it's a limited drop.
You won't see this hat again. So put your ducats together.
What's a ducat?
I don't know. I never knew what that phrase meant. But
it sounds really great.
People said it in the 1200s.
I've never heard anyone say that in my life.
Put my ducats together there, sir. Today's National Retro Day.
That's cool. Doesn't do much for me, but okay.
Yeah. Not crazy about retro. Yeah. The kids love it right now.
They do.
National Pokemon Day.
Please don't tell my 8-year-old.
People love Pokemon.
My 8-year-old's obsessed with Pokemon.
Is he really?
Yes.
He's just going through it now?
Oh, he's been years. This is a years long. It might be a forever thing. Okay. I don't know if it's a phase.
Does he have the stuffies?
He's got the stuffies. He's got the cards with the binders. He's got the video games.
Oh, yeah. He's very into
he's,
it.
And he's got shirts.
Oof.
He could tell you.
Have you tried to take him to a Pokemon? They have the machines that you can go into. I think they're at Walmart or Target or something.
I grab his hand and we quickly walk past them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because apparently they're so hard to get because all the you know, people looking for very expensive cards just raid them whenever they restock them. So it's kind of like you're hunting for it's Pokemon Go in real life.
In real life, yeah. And that's not for me.
That's what the kids are doing.
The problem is I can't invest in it the way that he wants me to.
No one can.
I will say, there's a little girl who listens to the show. She's like 3. She brings me Pokemon cards every time she comes to a ticket stop. And she always brings me at least one legendary.
Whoa.
Which I guess is a cool thing. I don't know.
Issa, it sounds cool.
But he thinks I'm the coolest kid, like my kid does, because this little girl brings me Pokemon cards.
That's amazing.
I know.
All right. Well, it's Pokemon Day. So if you're a Pokeaholic, poke away. I don't know. We're going to play Minute to Win It coming up. Listen out for your tickets. And obviously, hopefully, you've been listening every single day, 720-ish.
I mean, we've only gone through 2 questions. So if that's what you got, you're right on par.
Get crafty or something. I don't know. And good luck to you. I hope you win.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Tori says that her sister needs a wake-up call.
Okay. For what?
She kind of does something that's, I don't know, I think illegal.
Oh, no. No, nothing like calling her out on the radio.
Yeah, so we're going to break the news to her that, hey, what you're doing is probably going to end you up in some type of handcuffs one day. Let's break the news to her now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, is this Chloe?
Yeah, who is this? You keep calling me.
Oh, hi. This is Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about. Who's Nico?
That's me.
Like, what is this?
I am Nico, and I break news to people.
Okay.
I'm a conduit of news.
Okay, what do you want, though? You keep calling me.
I want to break news to you. Why are you being so difficult?
Okay.
Okay, Chloe, I have news from your sister, Tori.
Oh, my gosh. What does Tori want?
Well, she has some concerns. She dislikes the fact that you think Aperol Spritz hydrates you.
Well, it does, though. I think it does.
I don't think it works that way.
I,
the ice is made of water, but I'm not sure that that hydrates you. And she's also concerned the fact that you carry it around in your Stanley cup.
Oh my gosh. Am I like the only person who does this or something?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I like Aperol Spritz. I mean,
I am married to an Aperol Spritz yak.
Yeah, so you know it's good.
Yeah. My wife just, she needs an IV of constant spritz into her bloodstream.
It's so good. And it's not like I'm driving or anything like that.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm just having a good time.
So you're responsible with your spritz.
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. You know what?
She sounds like the mom that pre-games.
I hydrate and I have a good time.
You know what? Actually, Chloe, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country 107.9. And,
Oh my gosh.
You sound like the mom that pre-games for Little League games, and I'm okay with that.
I mean, who is going to go to a Little League game without a spritz?
Exactly.
In your Stanley.
Like, I'm not judging you. I think you need to drink more water, but I'm not judging you.
If this is Tori's way to get me to drink more water, I hear you. I will add a little water in.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Hey, you know what?
If you're worried about my hydration, I'm listening. I hear you. But I'm not giving up the Aperol. That's my jam.
I say spritz away. I keep it spritzing.
When in doubt, spritz it out.
She's spitzing for the spritzing.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
When we're home, we get done from work, we rely on one thing and one thing only. What is that thing, Cheyenne?
Power. Air conditioning.
Snacks.
Our beds.
Technically, you're right on a couple of those, but I was going more so with the Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. I depend on Wi-Fi at my house because I don't get cell service in my house. Mm. So if I don't have Wi-Fi, I am a sitting duck.
That's a whole different issue altogether.
I know.
In 2025, if you don't have a cell tower near someplace where you live, what the hell?
It's awful.
Where do you live? Anyway, that's not the point of this conversation. The point is the Wi-Fi.
We depend on the Wi-Fi.
We depend on it so much that there's mass hysteria in my house if the Wi-Fi, if Cox doesn't have their stuff together for like an hour.
Yeah.
People go crazy.
They're it's like, pure pandemonium.
Because I have my son's iPad is also Wi-Fi only because we don't want him to have like cell service to it.
Yeah.
We don't need him to have that much access. So when that thing goes out, it's pandemonium.
I get it.
Dad, restart the Wi-Fi. And if there's an outage, what do? Do you go to the local Starbucks and hang out and I've use their Wi-Fi?
That. Yeah.
I've literally been in the middle of cutting a promo at home and had to go to Starbucks or McDonald's just to send it to who I needed to send it to.
Because your Wi-Fi was out.
Yeah, because it was out. And you open up the app and they're like, it'll be restored in 3 hours. I'm like, 3 hours?
You're like, I don't have 3 hours.
It's got to go out now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they act very casual about it. When you're trying to get maintenance updates, they're like, yeah, well, it looks like it's going to take about 12 hours to restore. Right. We're like, wait,
you're like, what?
What? Are we in Afghanistan? Did a bomb just drop right on my Wi-Fi? When did that happen?
Do you guys remember last monsoon season when Kenny Chesney was here and we had that horrible monsoon? It knocked my Wi-Fi out for 2 weeks.
Oh. What?
Oh, no.
2 weeks my Wi-Fi
was
out.
Hell no.
That's like Oregon Trail status.
I know. It was wild.
Did you then start scrubbing your clothes at the nearby river with a
washboard?
Washboard?
I cooked food on my fire pit outside. I'm not even joking. My mom had to go to Starbucks to get work done because my mom works from home.
Yeah.
And we had no internet for 2 weeks.
It was crazy.
Nah. My Wi-Fi is very identifiable if you're searching for Wi-Fi in my area.
Oh my gosh.
I can only imagine.
And it's so embarrassing.
What
because
is it?
The tech came to like look at it and he goes, which one's yours? And I went, meow. I was like, take a guess. we made it with the number 8, 3 equal signs, and an uppercase D.
Oh no. Oh no.
I can't. So anyway.
Are you a child?
Yes, 100%.
What is that?
And the password's even worse.
Oh my God.
The password Dana and I created like when we first got together, it was hilarious because we got our first place together and we're like, oh, let's make a fun Wi-Fi password. It is sexual in nature.
Uh-huh.
There's a few numbers
much
in
like
there.
The name.
It says Nico and Dana, and then there's a two-number combination.
How do you feel when you have friends come over and they're like, hey, Nico,
it's hilarious.
Can I get that Wi-Fi password?
My mother-in-law loves it. She goes, oh, my God, Nico, you're so disgusting. Why are you such a child? Why do you act like that? I'm sorry, Grandma Gloria. I love you. I swear, man. And one thing that I've noticed is we keep our Wi-Fi passwords. Oh, my God. I just said it live on the radio. I just said my Wi-Fi password live on the radio.
Did you?
Yeah, 100%.
Which wouldn't be a problem, except that you also said what the Wi-Fi name is.
Exactly. Okay. All you have to do is find my Wi-Fi. But we guard it. That's my point, is like we guard it. I guard it closer than my PIN number because I don't need nobody else on my Wi-Fi.
I'm not sure with how much my Wi-Fi gets pulled in 8 billion directions. I'm
exactly.
not sharing it an extra.
I don't need anybody else sucking up my gigabytes.
No way.
Would you? Do you, Camel Nation? Could you share your Wi-Fi with your neighbors?
Should I? Yes. Could I? No.
Cheyenne shares nothing. 602-894-5653. Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
Our lives revolve around one thing, Cheyenne, and that is the internet.
I hate that it's got a chokehold on me, but it does.
We are beholden to that beautiful digital waveform.
That we cannot see, whatever. But we know that it's there.
But we pay for it.
We do.
Dang. How did they get us to pay for something we can't see?
I don't know. It's like paying for air.
It's like somebody walking up to you going, oh, you took three breaths. That'll cost you $4.95. Hey, thanks,
exactly.
bud.
Slow down. That might be coming.
Just, no.
Don't put that idea out there.
Oh, no. And if it goes out, sometimes you got to get desperate. You got to reach out to the people around you.
You got to do what you got to do.
So, Maddie and Chandler, did you ever use your neighbor's Wi-Fi?
Yeah. That's so funny. I actually had to do that a while back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was like a line that got cut or something. I don't know.
First of all, can we talk about the random cutting of lines? Like if there's a crazy storm or something, yeah, okay. So power lines go out, trees fall on things, but when they're always they're always like, yeah, we cut the wrong line.
How did you cut an electric cord?
Didn't they teach you in eighth grade not to just randomly cut lines? Okay, I'm sorry, Maddie. Please continue.
Well, and I'm on like the edge of a service area too, so it'll be like the power goes out, and we'll be like the one house on our street that doesn't have power, you know, or on our side of the street. Like,
honestly, Maddie, I feel you. I get that.
So yeah, we didn't have Wi-Fi for like 2 weeks last summer, and like my roommate and I both work at home, so I just went to the neighbor and was like, hey, could we use your Wi-Fi? And I sent her, I don't know, $25 a week or something until it got fixed.
Boom.
Oh,
there you go.
Nice. This is why you make friends with your neighbors.
Again, folks.
Exactly.
I get it.
Make friends with your neighbors.
Am I going to do that? Probably not. But you should. I'm glad everybody else is.
Just curious, Maddie. When you're using someone else's personal home Wi-Fi, are you a little extra careful about what you're searching just in case there's a way that it'll come back to you?
You know, I'm
you know
not
what I'm
saying? I overused incognito mode, but yeah.
Like one time I was at work and I inadvertently Googled something a little questionable and like straight up porno popped up and I was like, whoa, I'm at work. Can they find me? Are you finding me?
I'm always careful about what I search if I'm anything linked to work.
Yeah, I freaked out.
Yeah.
So, but thankfully I still have my job.
I try to be careful, but sometimes you look up something random. Like I have ADHD, so my brain goes weird places. Sometimes I'll look something up and they'll be like, oh no, I just screwed up my YouTube forever.
Like, yeah,
Maddie's
exactly.
rabbit hole is a dark place.
I didn't mean it. Take it back.
Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne. I don't know how else to say this. This is going to make me sound like a terrible person.
Oh.
But
I feel like I need to brace myself.
I got this feeling yesterday. Now, my son, mind you, is sick.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Past couple days, he's been kind of snorting and, you know, a little congested.
Got the
under
cold
the weather.
Thing going on.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's been very slow. And I'm kind of happy about it.
You're happy that he's sick?
Yes. I know. I told you it's going to make me sound like a jerk.
Okay, but why?
I am happy because he is quiet. He stays on the couch. He doesn't cause complete chaos and havoc.
Yeah.
He's not destroying my life.
You get a little bit of peace.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you a bad person at all.
And his sickness is not that bad, okay? We took his temperature.
He's fine, is what
he's
you're saying.
He's not running a crazy yeah. fever. He's not. He doesn't have flu. He's just like, he's got the common cold right now, and I kind of love it. His energy is about perfect for me right now.
Because it's normally a lot higher.
Oh, it's normally so much.
Yeah.
So much. He's 7.5. He's going to be 8 soon. He's very annoying. And we only have one kid. He doesn't have any siblings. So yeah. normally they would drive each other crazy, which is great. But I don't have that other kid to kind of bounce him, you know, bounce him out.
Right.
To bounce off
So him. It's just full Justin all day.
It's full Justin, man.
Which
it's,
I get.
And like, he's homeschooled. Yeah. So like whenever I get home from work at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, he's there.
He's excited to see you.
Dad, what are we doing? What's going on? Dad, do you want to play with me? I'm like, oh, man. Can I just chill? So, yeah. It does sound terrible.
It does until you explain it, and then I understand. I love it when my kid is sick for a totally different reason. Both of them. I love it because they just want, they need me. Because they're hyper independent, both of them. I have a 14-year-old and I also have an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
They're very independent. They don't need much. They just exist.
Again, they're kind of like living without one another.
Yeah, and they live without. So
for like, the most part. Yeah. So Easton, you know, he has an older sibling, but he doesn't live with him every day.
He's an only child 80% of the year.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so he's kind of in the same boat as Justin.
Exactly, like, and they're the same age.
He's kind of got to find like his own things to do.
Yeah.
So you love that he's super dependent on you.
He needs me.
He needs his mommy.
But he just needs snuggles. Because he'll still do his own thing.
Yeah.
He's a lot like Justin, where like he's very chatty. He just wants to be, he wants you to do stuff with him.
Yeah, yeah.
So he also mellows out, but he just wants to cuddle. And it's quiet snuggles.
Yeah, my kid is not super sweet like that.
Oh, my kid is a baby.
He's not going, oh, daddy, I really want to cuddles with you. No, hell no. He's like, daddy, can we drive BMX bikes off the roof? Like,
that's not my kid.
That's my kid bonding with me, not cuddles.
No, my kid just wants cuddles and he wants to color.
So that's why I say, ladies and gentlemen of the Camel Nation, be thankful when your kid is sick. But not too sick.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Man, our great state of Arizona.
Great state.
Our beautiful city of Phoenix has really let me down lately.
Why?
Well, Cheyenne, you will agree with me on this one. It takes you forever to get anywhere.
I mean, yeah.
It used to be quaint. Pre-pandemic, you could get North Valley, South Valley, East Valley, West Valley, no problemo. Now, last weekend alone, the 17 northbound from the 10 all the way up to the 101 was closed.
When I moved here, 10
is closed. Yes.
When I moved here in December 2019, I remember my girlfriend Andrea, who used to work with us. She said, "Doesn't matter where you move, anywhere in the valley, you can get anywhere in the valley in less than 45 minutes."
Yep.
And she was so right.
At that time.
At the time. Yep. Now?
Forget it.
Now?
Forget it.
The 10 eastbound from literally the 202 south all the way up to where it's closed. It's just closed.
It's all just closed.
You can't get nowhere.
They're expanding the 101 in Scottsdale right now.
Yep.
They've been doing that for 2 years. That project has been going for 2 years.
Why does it take so long?
You know
here?
When they're going to be done with that project?
In a decade?
When we're celebrating my son's graduation from high school in 10 years.
I don't understand. Like, I've seen road construction elsewhere. They get in and they get it done.
Yeah.
If there is, we've seen it before in the last couple of years when there is a landslide and a road gets wiped out. They come in and they get that road moving. Right? Bridges collapse, we'll get it up. We'll get it going. Why does it take Arizona so long to expand a road?
And also, plus, here in Arizona, they work on the roads all year round.
I know.
They don't have to take a break for winter.
They literally work through the middle of the night, and they still, I don't.
And in the states where the winter is actually destroying the roads, yeah, because the ice will melt, the water will get into the concrete, then it will freeze again, expand, and break up the roads, which is what happens. We don't have that problem here.
We don't have that
problem. Because the roads don't ice over.
And don't get me wrong, road construction guys, I love you. We need you. We cannot function without you.
We know it's not your fault.
We know it's not.
It's your parents' fault.
But why does it take so long?
It takes forever. It's ridiculous. I don't know if these guys are just milking these long-term contracts and they're like, ha ha, we're gonna get to redo the 10 juncture Main Street.
For 10 years.
We're going to make that a 20-year process.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Come on, man.
Get in and get it done. Like, what?
It's ridiculous at this point. I don't even feel like leaving my house on the weekends.
If you're going anywhere on the weekends and you have to cross the valley,
yeah,
don't plan on it or add an extra 30 minutes to your drive.
Yeah, all last weekend we were like, well, maybe we'll take a quick trip up to Flagstaff. A quick trip up to Flagstaff would be a 1-hour trip door to door.
Yeah.
Now, oh, sorry, from Happy Valley Road up to the 303, the 17's closed. You got to use detours.
Yep.
Get the heck up out of here.
Guess who's not going?
Me. Not me.
Yeah, ain't doing it.
1-hour trip is now 3 hours.
Yep, no thank you. Somebody tell us why.
Someone please respond to us. Because the Arizona Department of Transportation no longer listens to this program.
They are not responding to emails.
So, let's get it together.
Yeah, I need it. Let's get stuff done.
Let's get it.
Yep.
Get it together.
Get it together.
Okay.
All right, Nico, we're on day 3 of this brand new grand prize, which is 4 4-day passes into Country Thunder with a campsite.
Woo!
We had a little bit of a flub yesterday where we had already gotten to question number 2, but then yesterday they didn't get past question number 1.
Yeah, I feel like these questions are way easier this week also, so I don't know what's going on, Cheyenne.
I don't know either.
Just kidding, they're really hard.
They are pretty hard. We've got Bo in Scottsdale. Good morning, Bo.
Morning.
Have you been following along the last couple of days?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, hopefully we get past question number 2.
All right.
All right, Bo, you're going to be playing a minute to win it. Now, you've got 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions. Remember, you go only as far as your right answers will take you. So once you get a question wrong, the game is over.
Okay. Yeah.
Here we go.
10 questions, 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's minute to win it starts now.
In what country was Keith Urban born?
New Zealand.
What is the icon used for sending or sharing a post on Instagram?
Paper airplane.
According to the New York Times, which day of the week features the easiest crossword puzzle to solve?
Monday.
When Hardy first moved to Nashville, he started writing songs with what country duo?
Jonah Rich.
Oh, no, that's not it. Although, great guess.
Great guess.
Great guess, but that is not it. So, unfortunately, you didn't snag those 4-day passes to Country Thunder, but we're still going to give you 2 general admission tickets to the Out of the Park Music Fest happening in Surprise on March 22nd with George Burge, Ernest, and Chase Matthew.
Woo! Woo.
You can relay that message to your dad in the background also.
Good job, Dad! Bo, hang on just a minute and we're going to grab some info, okay?
Okay.
She did all right!
She did really well!
I mean, she had a little bit of help.
But shout out to Dad, because I feel like Dad probably does the crossword puzzles on Monday, and he was like, oh, I know this for sure.
He nailed it. What if by unfollowing someone or blocking them on social media means you unfollow or block them in real life?
I wouldn't be mad about that.
Can I sign up for that service?
I'll take it.
Can we get that going in 2026?
A real life block. Bye.
A real life block. There'd be like an immediate force field that go around him and be like, you are too close to Cheyenne.
You are too close to Cheyenne.
I love that.
How sick would that
love
be?
Love that for me.
I have a list of block people that is 12 miles long.
Oh, wow.
And it's not petty things. Uh-huh. Okay. It's reasons they need to be blocked for.
Okay. Oh, you're talking like on Instagram? Like you just don't unfollow
people?
Yeah,
any
people?
Social media.
Okay.
You know, phone numbers on my phone.
A block is a heavy hitter because what, you just unfollow somebody or unfriend them. You don't have to see it again.
Yeah. That's usually what I do. A block is a very intentional.
Yeah. I don't really a block is, it shows up on their end. You've been blocked, which I really love.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to give them a little extra like, oh man, I was really annoying. Like there was a person recently on our social media.
Oh, yeah. That dude was throwing literal temper tantrums.
He was so tied to the fact that he wanted to be heard in a forum of people that, in my opinion, are very accepting of what we're doing here on the radio. Uh-huh. This guy was not happy with it.
No,
and he wanted to make his voice heard. So I said, B-L-O-C-K-E. Blocked. I blocked you, fool.
Yeah. It was to a point where it was a little ridiculous. I am just a fan of, I think that with social media now, it's like the mental health aspect is really lost.
Yeah.
And if you don't see eye to eye with somebody, stop following them.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep scrolling.
Exactly. If you're going to be that negative,
I love to unfollow people.
Just say goodbye, bro. Mm-hmm. C'est la vie. Adios, amigo.
I don't unfollow people so much on Instagram as I do on Facebook. Because my Facebook, I am very particular with who I allow in that group.
Yeah.
And generally, my Facebook is family and longtime friends from back in my small hometown.
Right, right, right.
Therefore.
And also, if you have time like that to post on Facebook, you got too much time on your
hands. Well, it's the older generation that I have on Facebook, right?
That's what I was hinting at.
And the thing about Facebook is, like, it's not like Instagram, right? Where you see one picture and then maybe a sentence or one to four sentences of what it is the description is.
Yeah.
On Facebook, you can write a completely unsolicited paragraph about whatever it is you want to complain about, which is your right. It is 100% your social media.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what's my right? To unfollow you.
Unfollow.
I don't care what side of the aisle you lean on. I don't care what your political view is. If you just go
it's
off.
It's always political, too.
It's a bye.
It's always political.
I just don't care about your opinion.
My favorite part about it is when you'll see, like, Betty, who's your mom's best friend.
Yeah.
She's always posting, like, oh, man. Well, now that they got rid of the fact-checking on Facebook.
God.
They got rid of the fact checking, so I don't see it as much. But when there was fact checking, Betty would be like all PO'd. Oh my God, they fact checked me again. They got rid of my post. They must hate me or something. It's like, no, Betty, you keep posting stuff that's untrue.
Inaccurate.
That's why they're that's why they keep blocking your post, Betty. So you need to actually do a little Google, a little information search before you post that garbage.
Unfollow, unfriend.
Unfollow, unfriend. Goodbye, my mom's best friend, Becky.
I'm not here for it.
And I don't think any reasonable human being would be upset if they were unfollowed, right?
For the most part.
I'm not like, oh my God, he's not following me on social media.
I would be bothered if it was somebody I was close with in real life and then they unfollowed me and then I'd be like, wait, but why?
Like if producer AB Baby was to suddenly vanish from social media.
I would be really upset.
I feel like y'all wouldn't notice.
I would. I would absolutely notice.
Dang. Well, he doesn't post that much.
Yes, but I do see him.
But I lurk. And I like other people's posts.
He does. I see his little face pop up.
I'm a spectator. What can I say? I'm a spectator. But I have actually unfollowed somebody for very petty reasons. Or at least I thought it was. Maybe y'all can help me with that. But
wait, you unfollowed them for petty reasons?
Yeah. I mean, so this is somebody I know very much in person. Uh-huh. We don't see each other that often at all anymore. But I'd say we're still cool. But this dude.
You would say you're still cool.
Yeah, we like might if I saw him in person.
We might have to call him up and confirm how they feel about
this. No, definitely not doing that.
All right. Well, I want to get into that in a minute, all right?
Okay.
All right. Let us know in just a few minutes. Stick around. Social media is ruining society.
I mean, I would agree with that any day of the week. Sunday through Sunday.
Did you guys see that Black Mirror episode where no matter what you do in life, you get like credits and your score goes up?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh. It's an episode of a TV show where if you do good things in the world, your score goes up.
Oh.
And then if you're kind of jerky, your score goes down. And if people like you, your score goes up. But if people are like, I don't really know about that guy, your score goes down. So people are always fighting to stay on top of the social ladder. And I kind of feel like that's where social media is going.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, unfollow me. Block me. You know how much I'm going to care about it? 0.0000%.
No percentages.
No.
Yeah.
So in turn, I will unfollow you and I will block you.
Yeah, I just don't care.
And
yeah.
I'm not going to sweat about it. Abe, you're going through something right now.
I wouldn't say I'm going through it because it's past tense
it's
now.
It's done?
I unfollowed this guy.
You did it. So you weren't just like wondering if it's okay to follow this person for a certain reason.
I mean, I am second guessing myself and wondering if I went too far. Like, is this too petty? Because it is somebody I know in real life, but we don't really kick it as much in person. So like, I barely see this guy. And I swear I'm not the grammar police. I'm not. I'll let the there slide. I'll let the your slide.
As the resident terrible speller in this room, that would be me. I will confirm that you are not a grammar Nazi.
Right.
Yeah.
But this dude, I swear, it looks like a 4-year-old hijacked his phone and started posting.
Oh, that's bad.
No capital letters, no punctuation. Like, he's allergic to punctuation.
Oh, he just got run-on sentence on run-on sentence.
Try to like make sense of where the pauses are supposed to go. And
how's spelling? The spacing between words?
I mean, it's usually, that's the one thing I think he gets right.
Okay,
I think the space bar is like the hardest thing to miss, right? But the spelling is also atrocious to the point where like I have to sound it out and figure out what he's, I mean, it's just.
Is he a seemingly smart guy in person?
In person, you would never know. If you held a conversation with him face to face, you would never know.
Oh, but online, he's
but
just.
But online, it's just like, and so, I don't know. It was just, every day I was seeing multiple posts like that and it was just like, hurting my soul.
Is he doing intoxicated typing? Possibly.
So you would think so.
Maybe.
Some are, but the middle of the day ones are definitely not. I can vouch for that. Not a lot of difference.
That's unfortunate.
So you gave him the old unfollow because of it.
I mean, I didn't unfollow him in real life.
Right.
If he was to hit me up and want to hang out, I would do it.
Right.
And I'm hoping he doesn't notice that I unfollowed. I don't think he'll notice, but.
If he does notice and he says, hey,
what's your excuse? What's your excuse?
Because your spelling is awful and I couldn't take it anymore.
You got phone, who dis? Yeah.
Attention, Camel Nation. We need to get a round of applause going for our girl, Cheyenne.
Hey.
Radio Cheyenne on Instagram.
It is Radio Cheyenne on Instagram.
Because you're leaving me.
I'm not.
You're cheating on me.
Okay, that's so aggressive.
No, but everybody wants a piece of Miss Cheyenne.
Yeah.
And we got to let them have it in this
Sometimes you got to let them have it. I'm really excited about it, though. So you might be, I've been in radio for 6 years. You might be surprised, you should be surprised to know that I've actually never been a guest on anyone's podcast.
That blew my mind.
I know. It's
because
crazy.
Everyone wants a piece of you.
I'm chatty.
And finally, you're like, hey, you know what? I found a good person to give it to.
For the first time.
And a good podcast.
I'm a dabble in it.
So it's a local podcast, right?
Yeah, I'm going on a local podcast next week, actually. We're recording it next week. It's called Move the Needle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hosted by actually a former radio personality in Phoenix. His name is Matthew Blades. And him and his counterpart, Steve, like followed me on Instagram. And then like a week ago, they were like, hey, do you want to come on the podcast? And I was like,
ooh.
Yes, I would love that.
I would also like to be prom queen this year, if you can make
wonderful.
That happen.
it is really, because a lot of the times when you see these podcasts, they're done in studios and, you know, houses and behind closed doors.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about the Move the Needle podcast is it's actually like done in person. So they record it with live audiences.
Cool.
So I am going to be recording my portion of their podcast on Tuesday next week.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be at Craft 64 in Chandler.
Okay.
From 3:30 to 5:30 doing the podcast.
So cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
And the audience is going to have a little liquor in them.
As they should. And some wood fire pizza.
So they're going to be boozing it up a little bit, which always lets the tension down.
It does.
So for your first experience, it's going to be a little intimidating being
be
in front
lit.
Of a crowd also.
I know. I'm jumping full speed ahead.
I've done
into podcasting.
No less than 2,000 podcasts. And
are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've never been in front of a studio audience.
That's wild.
Never. We did have a couple where like a record label brought like way too many people with them. Like depending on the artist. So I did a podcast where I would interview artists.
Uh-huh.
And like some of the big names like they would come with a huge entourage, and I'm like, oh shoot, we got a studio audience, ladies and gentlemen, and it brings like the intensity way up.
It's a
like,
lot of pressure.
You don't want to screw up.
Yeah. Like,
it's okay if, you know, in the secrecy of a little studio and you can edit stuff out, but yeah, it's not to like make you too nervous.
I mean, luckily for me, like we've done live broadcasts of the show.
Super smooth.
Yeah. Like I've done broadcasts in front of people, like Country Thunder, we're broadcasting in front of thousands of people.
True.
And, you know, interviewing in front of people. So I'm not new to it.
Right.
It's just a totally different setting. So it'll be interesting.
All right. So what are you going to be talking about on the podcast?
I've tried to whittle it down. The whole point of their podcast is to highlight unsung heroes of the Valley, basically. People who are really trying to do good in their community, which I appreciate that they see me as that person.
That's cool.
So I'm definitely going to hit on the Axl Crew Foundation. Obviously, I'm on the board for Axl Crew, and I think that that's a phenomenal thing that deserves to be highlighted.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to talk about how I've survived through domestic violence and how I also advocate for women and children who have been in those situations.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably touch on like my motivational speaking and how I'm moving into keynote speaking and stuff like that, and what it is that I do for that speech, because it is very specific. And then we'll just kind of go from there.
And then we'll just all have dessert.
And then we're going to have dessert.
And then we'll have dessert.
We'll have pizza and dessert and maybe a beer.
That's super cool, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you to experience this.
Thanks.
It is a wild feeling to do something where people are like just, you know, they're looking at you. They're hyper-focused on you.
They're there to watch this happen.
Yeah. Like, so you are going to be in front of a studio audience, and it's Tuesday
the 4th from 3:30 to 5:30 at Craft 64 in Chandler.
There we go. Stop by and say hello to
Cheyenne. Come see me.
Get some photos of her doing her thing.
Yeah, yeah.
With all the craziness that's happening right now with the airline industry, there was almost another Southwest flight that went straight into a private jet.
Yeah, I know. I saw they had to like abort the landing.
It's called a touch and go.
Yeah. He touched and then he took off.
It's wild. So right now is a very bad time for the airline industry to be like, you know what? We're going to make a lot of people really mad.
Really mad.
If you guys haven't heard about this, the airline industry in general is debating whether passengers should be charged based on their weight.
Ooh, controversial topic.
This is a sticky situation. Obviously, people who are real thin, people that are tiny, people that are of a short stature are loving this.
No, for sure, because that means cheaper flights.
Every other American is going, oh, hell no.
Hell to the no.
No, no.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I've always been a pretty, in my opinion, like for the most part, like an average to like bulkier guy. So am I going to get crucified in this? Probably not. But I can see my father growing up was 380 pounds.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And we didn't take any airline trips as it was.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how many he would take if he was 380 pounds?
Right.
Zero. So I'm thinking about like families. Like, what are they going to do? What are you going to do about that?
So what is there a reason why they're thinking about switching to this?
Like, great question. Weight-sensitive pricing would cut emissions and fuel while opening up airlines to discrimination challenges. So basically, they're saying it would be way more efficient.
Like, huh.
They could pack the airplane to, you know, a very close weight proximity to what they need it to be efficient.
I would need to see this to be okay with, because I understand when you say it like that, I understand the philosophy behind it, right? I would need to see the data over an extended period of time.
I think so too. I don't disagree with that.
Do one airline or whatever with this new, you know, guidelines, and then compare it to the same exact jet on the same exact airlines, just normal how we do it. And I would want to see that data.
Right.
Just
right.
As a normal person. Because if it's valid.
Yeah.
Right. If what you're saying is valid.
I mean, it makes sense, right?
I get it.
That's how they pack cargo in planes. They measure everything out. They weigh every single bag that goes into the cargo hold.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of unaccounted for weight up in the passengers. So that's what they're trying to lock down now.
Which from that perspective, I understand it. I would just want to see it on paper.
That would not be a crazy thing to ask. Does this really make sense for us to be doing this? And like calling people out, making it very weird for your
passengers. That was my next point, was how do you do that without making people feel like garbage in public?
Yeah.
Right?
You would have to buy it at one rate, right? Or whatever. You would say, they would ask you, how much do you weigh? You would say, 180 pounds.
Okay. Like, is it like your driver's license? You enter 180 pounds
and boom. So what happens when you show up at the plane and you're like, wait a second, you don't look like you weigh 180 pounds.
Now you have to judge people.
They're going to have to verify it somehow. Yeah. It's going to be like a secret, maybe like a secret weight scale that you step on or something that only the person that works for the airlines can see or something.
But then how do you address them? Like then now you're getting into a sticky area.
It's so sticky. It's so
uncomfortable even just talking about it.
Sticky.
Oh, I don't know.
So, yeah, I mean, I get it that every single package that you're flying on UPS and USPS and all the postal services and delivery mail, I get it.
Like, yeah.
Those are not people. They're not people.
No.
They don't move around. They're not bodies. You can definitely weigh those, put them on a scale, throw them on a charge them per weight.
Right.
I don't know if you can get away with it per person.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know.
Well, it could be coming to an airline near you. Yikes. So airlines these days are just going ahead and saying, you know what? We don't like people. We would rather fly around robots that have no feelings or don't care about anything.
I mean, it feels that way. Absolutely.
So they're considering actually charging you per ticket by your weight.
Rather than just the seat price.
Right, exactly. Ew. Like, you're no longer buying a seat. You're now buying volume of space.
That's a good way to look at it.
Super weird, that's man.
That's odd.
James and Mesa, how do you feel about this one, buddy?
Yeah, I don't really like that. I mean, I'm naturally big boned. I'm a tall guy, pretty wide. You know, I don't, it's not like I stuff my face every night. I just have a slower metabolism and I've always been bigger. So yeah. I think it's ridiculous.
Thyroid.
You know, like.
It's always the thyroid.
Yeah, yeah. You know, beforehand, at the bar having a drink, but now I feel like I need to be doing push-ups and sit-ups before I get on my plane.
So try to do a water weight cut in the airport before you get on your flight.
Yeah. Guys, this is a business.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
This is a business plan. You open up a pop-up gym in the airport, and it's like, hey, you want to lose a few before you jump on this flight?
We got some good cardio over here.
You know, they want us to supersize everything, and then when we finally do, now they want to make us pay for it in a different way. Like, ooh, no.
Yeah.
Preach it, James. Yeah, you tell them.
Absolutely right.
Yes. Yeah.
You could say I'm working up an appetite.
So, James, be honest. If the airline said you're going to pay $1 per pound, so for me, it would be about a $205 airline ticket. What is your airline ticket costing?
Mine's going to be about $283.
Okay.
32. One way?
I pay $280 for a flight.
One way or both ways? Yeah. Oh. Is that round trip or is that one way?
Yeah, I never thought about that.
Hold on, I got questions.
We got to work on that math, Nico. All right, my friend. Enjoy flying the healthy skies.
Travel light.
Well, while we're making fun of Nico today, and
we're not making fun of you.
While we're discriminating against people who bite their fingernails.
It's because it's disgusting.
While we're just totally making me look like a butthead on the radio. No, I'm just kidding. I just want to soften the blow because I do something that's pretty gross.
It's atrocious.
And I self-admittedly have done this since I was a baby, so it's just something I do.
Okay.
And that is, I bite my fingernails.
It is one of my biggest pet peeves in life.
Really?
It's visually and audibly.
Uh-huh.
I cannot watch people bite their nails, and I can't.
I will sculpt.
It makes me physically sick to hear you bite on your
nails. I will sculpt these puppies.
That's disgusting.
Look.
They look like you bite your nails.
No way.
Yes, they do.
For real? There's no ragged edges?
It doesn't mean that they're, it's not that it's ragged. It's just like, when people who bite their nails a lot, their nails look a very specific way.
Really?
Yes.
We can compare if you want.
You don't bite
Abe
your nails?
Abe has very well manicured nails.
Don't look at me that way when I ask you the question. Don't look
at Abe's nails.
In that disapproving
look
way.
Look at Abe's. And now look at yours.
Yeah, but Abe's hand also looks like a baby doll hand. No, I can't compare a man.
Has nothing point, to do with sir. Size.
You can't compare a man's hands to Abe's.
That, I mean, your hands do look massive.
That was highly disrespectful.
It was,
I'm sorry. Yeah, these hands have been through wars, okay, Abe?
Oh, yeah.
So don't you think they deserve to be manicured
yeah,
properly?
You guys want to know something worse? Care of. No.
Oh, no.
It gets worse.
Don't tell me. What?
That sometimes if it doesn't come off in one big clean chunk, I will bite it up into little tiny pieces and swallow it.
What are you, gold member? That is disgusting.
It's part of me. I'm just eating a part
it
of me.
It is part of you because you just swallowed it, you freak.
It's yeah. like cannibalism or something.
Yeah, I will crunch it up to like almost like a fine grain.
Oh, stop.
Almost a dust.
Stop.
And I will swallow it.
I'm done
it.
With this conversation. I'm going to walk out of this
I'm
studio.
I'm so sorry. But my nails look good.
I mean.
In my opinion. IMO.
So what, do you at least file them down so they're not all jagged?
No, why would I use a file if I have my teeth?
How do you get them from like being like.
You want to see?
No, I don't. Don't. Please see? Don't. Please don't.
Okay, sure.
Oh, no.
I can't.
I don't do it out of nervousness. You know how some people bite their nails when they're nervous?
I yeah. know that some people.
I strictly do it just for taking care of my nails reasons.
I'm going to tell you something that's going to make you feel really bad, but I'm telling you for perspective.
Oh, no. Not the bacteria. Not the bacteria.
Other than
discussion.
That, fingernails are disgusting. So. I'm not trying to make you feel bad
okay.
because you literally just bit your nails in my ears. But my youngest son's dad,
uh-huh.
who was, for lack of better terms, my abuser, when he would bite his nails when he just wanted to really hit you. So instead of hitting you, he would just bite his nails to the point where they would bleed. But he would be sitting next to me in the car. So he'd be sitting next to me in the car and be screaming at me, and he would just be chomping on his nails.
Oh.
And so when you do that, it literally like hits a tick in my like in my eardrum that just makes me physically want to vomit.
Good job, Nico.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just like for me, like nail biting hits another nerve on my nervous system.
I did not mean to do that
it's okay.
at all.
So I keep telling
and
like
also,
please stop.
When you keep telling me that you did not try to make me feel bad, you made me feel really bad.
I'm sorry.
I apologize. I did not
it
mean
really
to
hits a nerve in my
get that to
yeah.
Come back around to so sorry. I will never bite my fingernails in your presence. I will do it at home.
I'm here for you.
Happily.
I'm really my PTSD is just helping your bad
okay.
habit.
Guys, do not and I want to express this very wholeheartedly. Do not bite your fingernails around.
Please don't.
Cheyenne, she will not like it.
You could have stopped with do not bite your fingernails, but it's nice that you added.
For a limited time only.
Camel
until
Country merch.
March 17th.
Which is a limited time.
We are selling the ever so beloved camo hat.
Which is the hat that we've been wearing on social media. You can go to our Instagram at Nico and Cheyenne and you can see it. It's
yep.
in a lot of photos. It's just a camouflage hat that says KMLE 107.9 on it.
We grouped up with our friends at State 48. So there is an opportunity to actually get a 15% off discount, which I noticed if you're a first-time user of the website, state48.com. So jump on there, search KMLE in the search tool. The hat will come up. You won't be able to see it because it is camouflaged. Just kidding. You will see it. There's pictures of me. There's pictures of Cheyenne. The hat looks so sick.
It
Every
is
time
so
I wear
cool.
it, people are like, where did you get that? I'm like, I wonder where I got it because I work at Camel.
That's weird how that works.
But there's
but
also
we've
some
made
perks.
It available.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are, as you said, Nico, there are perks. So if you're wearing it at a show, at a concert, Country Thunder especially, if we see you wearing it, we might have backstage passes.
Ooh.
We might have meet and greets.
Ooh.
We might have upgraded seats.
Yeah.
We have a lot of options to be able to give to people who we know are diehard riders of Camel Country.
Yeah. If
and that's what this hat is.
If you're riding the camel, we are hooking you up 100%.
Yeah.
And all the proceeds go to us. So Camel 107.9's camo hat. You can get it from state48.com right now. It is going to be a limited run. They are going to stop selling them. It's pre-order right now to start shipping
April 1st. Yeah. So you can have these hats before Country Thunder, which
yeah.
is what you need them for.
Yeah. So get yourself one.
Yeah.
Go get you one, y'all.
They cute.
State48.com. Camo hat. Go. I always feel like she needs to say much right there.
I know. It's every time. Every time it comes on, you like you stop and then you're like,
is it Groundhog's Day?
Is it coming?
I need you, Shania. I almost called her Cheyenne. Oh, what boy. If her name was Cheyenne?
That'd be
even better. All right, Shania, get back in that studio. Bring up the tapes from 30 years ago. Throw in a little much
just
at the
a
end.
Much
That's
at the
it.
End.
That's all we need.
Is there a version where it has that? Because I hear it in my head.
I don't know.
That don't impress me.
It's the Mandela effect.
Much.
It is, right?
It was never there.
You really want it to be there. It's not there.
It's unfortunate. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what doesn't impress me much is people that don't have the camel hat.
I'm not impressed if you don't have it.
I'm not impressed with you.
Yeah. It's kind of unfortunate. We're kind of laughing at you and talking about you.
It's so high class to have this camel hat on your head. No, it's really cool. It's got a very cool factor because I'll tell you what, the young kids around the radio station created these hats.
They did.
And
it
if
is
they create something,
hip as you can get.
All the old people are like, oh,
that's so cool.
That's really cool, man.
We're the old people, by
so
the way.
So we then told them, hey, let's sell them and let's make them available to Camel Nation because every time we wear them, they go crazy.
Yeah.
And there are benefits to having the hat.
Yeah, you could get upgraded seats at a concert. You could get meet and greets, backstage passes. I mean, if we have something, those are going to go to the people who are wearing their camel hat and showing their pride for Camel Nation.
Ironically, in the camouflage, you will stand out like a beacon.
It's weird.
It's a weird dynamic right
also,
there.
Also,
it's
I
like
grew
Shania
up in
Twain
a place
not saying much at the end of that don't impress me
yeah.
much.
I grew up in a place where camouflage was not a fashion statement, but like you actually used it for what it was designed for.
Oh.
So being in a world and in a place where camouflage is a fashion statement, it's kind of an interesting
I think it's just the times.
Take.
Like,
it's interesting.
You see cool people wearing camouflage like in LA. You're like, wait a second.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
what are you hunting?
I grew up on the
homeless
opposite
people?
End.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
It's very weird. It's very different. But hey, the kids say it's cool.
I guess.
Go get you one. You can also get 15% off your first purchase. Apparently, that's a factor, too.
With State 48. Yeah,
we're here.
Cool.
We're here for you.
Yeah.
Okay? We're here for you, Camel Nation. We want to hook you up with it. Get it before it's gone because it will be done being sold March 17th. It's over. All right. On that bombshell, it's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you so much. Bye.
We'll see you tomorrow. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.